Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Our
gracious, merciful, and ever living Father, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for our gathering together to you this morning. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for this last Sunday of the month of March. Thank you for your wonderful fatherly cares over us, O Lord, since the month began. We appreciate you for our going out and coming in. Thank you very much for traveling mercies you have been granting unto your people. Thank you very much for preserving our lives, O Lord, from every wicked plans of the enemy. Thank you for helping the workers over the past week and the students, O Lord, and the business people. Thank you very much for your blessings in diverse ways, especially in these meetings. Last Sunday services, the Wednesday service, the Friday 2 days ago service, the Sunday school this morning. We appreciate you. You have brought us from far and near, Heavenly Father, to come and receive from you. Almighty and ever-living Father, Lord, you have a package in store for us. We thank you very much, O Lord our God, for this store of food, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that, O Lord, you gave the prophet the vision, Heavenly Father, instructed him to store this food, O Lord, this spiritual food, the new season, in tapes, O Lord our God, that the time will come, the bride will have need of it. We are grateful unto you. Almighty God, thank you for faithful men, Heavenly Father, that you have raised up in the fivefold ministry. Oh, Lord our God in heaven, Lord God, call men, Holy Ghost, fill men in diverse ways. Oh, Lord our God in heaven, we thank you, Father, to bring forth, oh, Lord our God, through studying and praying, Heavenly Father, this bread of life unto your people. Thank you very much for your grace upon your servant. We pray, oh, Lord our God, that you help me again this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, we commit this audience into your almighty hands. You have brought us from far and near. You have a purpose for us, O Lord. That's why we are still alive till today. If there's anything, O Lord, our God, in our life that you need to make right, may you be gracious unto us. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Remove every form of hindrance, obstacle, barrier, obstruction out of our way. May the Holy Ghost condition our heart, O Lord. Blessed be your name forevermore. From the oldest of us, one more time I ask, O Lord, I go to the youngest of us, may we all be partakers of these blessings. The visitors at our gates, O Lord, bless them also, Lord. Those who are going to listen online, may they be partakers of the blessings, Lord. Remember our pastor this morning over there in Sapele, may the grace of God be with him, O Lord. Help him, Heavenly Father. Thank you, he must have taken his Sunday school. We pray, O Lord, our God, for the main service. May you be with him. Anoint him, inspire, make him a channel of blessings unto your people. Be with your servant over there at Ekuma. Help him, Heavenly Father, also in the Sunday school, in the main services, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for taking care of their families that they left behind and in church, O Lord. Thank you for answering his prayers on our behalf and for answering our prayers on their behalf. Glory be to your name. Our Father and our God, the purpose of why you laid these special meetings in the heart of your servant at a time like this, may the purpose be accomplished in righteousness in the life of every one of us, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Open our understanding. Grant the spirit of revelation. May we not come here for fun. May we not come here in vain. May the enemy not cheat any of us, Lord. May the evil one, O Lord, our enemy, your enemy, Satan, O Lord, and his cohorts, O Lord, may they not rob any of us of the blessings. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Oh, help us this hour. We all have need of you. Meet with us, O Lord, at the point of our knees. Granting unction from above. Utterance is inspiration, O Lord. Unction, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Be with the interpreter within us, O Lord, and be with the entire congregation. Glorify your name. Thank you for our deacons. Thank you for our trustee. Thank you for our usher. Thank you for everyone, the song leader. We thank you very much for the song service in consecration. Oh, Lord, our God, to be a blessing unto us. Thank you for the special numbers. All this to prepare our hearts, O Lord, for the blessing you have in store for us. Let your name be glorified. Everywhere in this country, in all the nations of the world, wherever your people are gathered, may your presence be there, O Lord. Where they don't have genuine ministers, may you raise a standard for them, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Glory be to your name. Father God in heaven, when we shall be leaving this service this morning, may none of us be the same as we came in here. Thank you, our Master. Send deliverance, O Lord. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with all faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen.
God.
Welcome ourselves to church this morning. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I bring greetings from Brother Sam. Associate Pastor, he called me this morning and asked me to greet the church for him. You have to bear with me in my little way. I've been having problem with my ear. And it has affected my throat or my voice. That's why, like I said on Wednesday, that I had an appointment at a day of your ring road on Thursday. I thought maybe they would just attend to me and then wash the air and that would be the end.
When they
just gave me an appointment to come back in on June 15th.
Well,
there is nothing God cannot do. I'm really trusting God for His grace. Because He's the only healer. Praise the Lord. Sister Mary Adeyemi, Brother Jeremiah's mother, is with us this morning. God bless you,
ma'am.
Where are you, mama? Can you please stand up on your feet? God bless you,
ma'am.
Mrs. Omowumi. God bless you. You're welcome, ma'am. God bless you. May God's richest blessing be your portion.
Amen.
Right, let me. General announcement. We have been reminded about the forthcoming Easter meetings, which is going to be Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning and afternoon.
Sunday.
Our sitting on Friday will be 9 a.m. The same thing, just one service. Then the same thing on Saturday, 9 a.m. One service. Then on Sunday, 9 a.m. too. 9 a.m. in the morning. We close and then we sit again at 2. So we are going to have 2 services on Sunday Easter. God bless you. Also, we are being reminded about Sister Yemi Ogu's mother's burial on the 3rd and 4th of April.
In 2026,
in Edun Abo, Osun State. The details is on the notice board there. Funeral program of Sister Felicia Omotoyinbo. Okay, Pastor Omotoyinbo, the pastor of LCA Church in Lagos.
LCA Church, Lagos.
Okay, let me read the funeral program, please. Dr. Felicia Nneka Omotoyinbo. February 20, 1957 to March 10, 2026.
Funeral
arrangements are as follows.
Ito isikuna loba yo.
A service of songs.
Isiuri.
Wednesday, April 8th.
Ni ojo kejo sukeri oruta wai.
Time 3 p.m.
Agumeta osanyo.
Then funeral service. Thursday, April 9.
Isikuna la she ni ojo Thursday, ojo kesa osukeri oruta wai.
Time 11 a.m.
Ako mokala aro ni.
Interment. Faults, vaults, and garden. And gardens, Ikoyi, Lagos.
Ite okusi boji. Na la si ni
vaults and gardens.
Vaults and garden ni ilu Eko.
Reception after interment. Paradise Event Center, Railway Compound, Ebute Meta, Lagos.
Igbarilalejo leyin sikuna la si ni Paradise Event Center, ni railway compound, Lebute Meta, ni ilu Eko.
Then a praise and worship sing along fellowship. In loving memory of Sister Nneka, decides long service to LCA. Decades, is this decades now? Sister Nneka's decades long service to LCA, youth and beyond. That will be Saturday, April 11.
Wọ́n ní ìsìn rántí fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún ilé tí arábìnrin náà tó ti fi sin Olúwa ní LCA Youth and Beyond. Ọjọ́ Saturday, ọjọ́ kọkànlá.
That will be 3 p.m.
Aago mẹ́ta ọ̀sán nìyẹn.
Then, commemoration service, Sunday, April 12, 2026.
Ìsìn tí wọ́n ti náà látúnṣe ní ọjọ́ kejìlá. Osu Ken Oduta wa yago mewa uro.
God bless you. All will take place at a Christian local Christian assembly church.
Local Christian assembly church Leko
136 Lagos Street Ebute Meta Lagos.
136 Lagos Street Ebute Meta Leko.
And then finally, this is an appreciation.
Ipari leyo imore.
I deeply appreciate the church groups and individuals who took emergency stand in prayers, medication, cash, and kind when the devil attempted to shut down my life with what I have never experienced in my life. But our God, who is the smartest of all smarts and rich in mercy, came on the scene upon your prayers and actions, and I am alive today. May God reward you greatly for the labor of your love towards me. Thanks and God bless you, Brother Clement Adoro.
Pẹ̀lú ìmọ̀ràn ọkàn tó jinlẹ̀ síjọ sí àwọn ẹgbẹ́ àti aládùúrí ẹnìkọ̀ọ̀kan fún àdúrà pàjáwìrì ìtọ́jú ìnáwó tí owó àti àwọn ọ̀nà míì. Tẹ ṣe fún mi nígbà tí èsú gbìyànjú láti dá ẹ̀mí mi légbodò pẹ̀lú ìrírí tó jẹ́ pé kò ti ṣẹlẹ̀ sí mi láyé mi rí o. Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ẹni tó jẹ́ pé ó jáfá jùlọ nínú àwọn tó jáfá tó sì lọ́rọ̀ náà àánú wá sójúṣe nítorí lórí àdúrà yín àti ìṣe gbogbo mo sì wà láàyè lónìí. Ó ní ǹjẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run Olódùn Àìkó san ẹlẹ́san púpọ̀ púpọ̀ fún làálàá ìfẹ́ yín sí mi. Ẹ ṣe o, kọlọ̀ kó bùkún yín, arákùnrin Clement Adoro ló kọ ìwé yìí.
Amen. God bless you.
Ọlọ́run.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bad day, son.
Orin ayọ̀ ọjọ́ ìbí.
Anybody having bad days between last Monday and today?
Please rise up on your feet. God bless you.
Amen. Oh.
Bena.
Obina. God bless you. Any other person?
Yelumi tun wa.
Okay. Little Ayo ni yi ami.
Paul
Ayo. Okay. Ayo Joseph. Am I right? Joel Adara.
Joel Adara leyin lohun wa. Leyin.
Is he standing now?
He's standing.
I see. I expect it to be
here. No, so other people are there.
All right. God bless you. So we sing only for brothers this morning. That's wonderful. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, brothers. Happy birthday to you. Never grow old, never grow old. In a land where we will never grow old, never grow old. account of time, I would have loved us to sing a song. But just to give the servant of God enough time, shall we please rise up on our feet? Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear but as cry. He's passing by this moment. God bless you, sir.
We bless you for your goodness and mercy to us this day. We have come before you as mortals. You are the immortal one. Our desire, Lord, that you give us immortality in our souls through this word that you have sent to us. The holy word that sent for the transformation of our lives. Lord, we pray, gracious Lord, that you reach down your hand, your own mercy and grace to lift us up, oh Father, from whatever level we are to higher grounds. Let each one, Lord, witness your presence as you did in the days when these seven seas were revealed through your Holy Ghost to your servant, our prophet. May we be partakers of the full blessings.
Amen.
May the stimulation of revelation be a drop upon us, Lord, that we might follow on.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, whatever way the devil might want to cheat us by bringing sleep and distraction, Lord, we pray that your spirit will raise a standard.
Amen.
Oh God, help me, help the interpreter.
Amen.
Lord, may you help us to redeem the time.
Amen.
Like you did in the day of Joshua. We need more time, oh gracious Lord. Help us, Almighty Father.
Amen.
Because we have a lot on our hands. Master, we give you all the glory because we know you can do all things. Thank you, our Father.
Hallelujah.
All the glory and honor will be yours at the end of the day. For we ask this in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Hey.
Praise be to God.
Okay.
We are without wasting our time because of this life. Enemy.
Life.
Let's open our Bible straight away
to
Revelation chapter 6. We'll read verses 7 and 8. Yes. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see."
And you got to see the decaying, but like wow.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth.
May
the Lord have his blessings to the reading of his word to our hearts.
So,
trusting God that in the next 30 minutes,
we
want to complete this fourth seal and then move to the fifth seal. Yeah, we have prayed, we have committed ourselves to the Lord. So we are waiting on him to glorify himself. I just feel I shouldn't cut off, because cut off things from this. And that is why there's a temptation that I'm facing. Because, you know, they are revelations. So, and on the basis of that, we want to cut this off, why this one. But I've been able to streamline a few things that we'll look at, then bring to conclusion the fourth seal. I want to encourage you. If sleep is disturbing you, it is not a sin for sleep to come to you. But the sin to yield to it. And you surrender, then you close your eyes. And you are, if I see your eyes closed, I will just say, please, you that you slept, and then I will, my eyes will strike yours. Then I will tell you, tell me what I just said. I think that will be all right. But go ahead, Pastor. God bless you. We are in a battle, and we must keep fighting the enemy. Let's continue. And so we were speaking. That they paid us rider. That's what. Yeah, the prophet told us that now, paragraph 1 says, now I want you to notice the four of them. Notice the off mark of four. Of the spiritual mathematics. Yeah, that is not four altogether. It is the color of the three combined to make four. The fourth one. God is three. This is four. He is in four here. First, Antichrist. White. Second, first prophet. Red, third. Vicar of heavens and earth and purgatory. Black, fourth, the beast. A pale horse. Fourth. Let me repeat that. Vicar of heavens and earth and purgatory. Black. Yes. Fought the beast. Pale horse. Yes. Satan being kicked out of heaven. Now these are interpretations given to the prophet. Yes. You want to read that? That's Revelation 12, verse 13. Satan being kicked out of heaven. Yeah, then in Revelation 1 and 8, he is incarnate in the person of the beast. And if you read that, let's look at our scripture. Revelation 8, verse 1. Yeah. And when he had opened the seventh, 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy.
Ati ademewa lori awon ewo na a fi awon ori re na ni afun awon ori re na ni oruko rodi.
And all that dwell upon the heart shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Gbogbo awon ti gbe orile aye yo si ma sin olukuluku eni ti a ko ko oruko won sinu weye
lasu
agoto ti a pa lati iplesi aye.
Then in Revelation 13:1-8, that's what the prophet is referring to. He's incarnate in the person of the beast that is worshipped. He is false Antichrist. Just a teaching called Nicolaitan. Then he becomes from that to a false prophet. Yeah, if he's an Antichrist, if he is an Antichrist, Antichrist is against. Anything that is against God's word is against God. Because the word is God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was made flesh, Christ, and dwell among us. And now he is against the word. So he will be Antichrist. But the spirit cannot be crowned. That's the reason he didn't receive a crown. Just a bow with no arrows. And then when he come, the crowning time, then he become the first prophet of the of his Antichrist teaching. Get it? Then he gets a sword. Because he unites his power together. Then he doesn't have to ask anybody. He is governor of state, he's governor of heaven, receive a triple crown. Yes. Makes himself an idea called purgatory. Where if some of them died back there, and they got some money, want to pay them out, you could pray them out of it. Because he got the power to do so, he is
vicar.
Certainly he is. He takes the place of God on earth. If that earning has plain as anything. Yeah, oh, wrong, Karakata. We find it, pull it on down through the Bible. Yeah. Yeah. And count his numeral numbers and everything else. Here he is. Right back here, number four, number three, number four.
Number keta, number keni, number keta.
And you remember when we look at the vicarious leader?
Vicarious leader, ta salaye re, ta fo wewe, ta yenene, arinibe.
Praise be to God. Now, the prophet said he offered the kingdom to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, 192.
I said it before. Yeah, in 192. Notice foolish
Satan.
On his throne. Yes, sir. Offer it to God. Offer it to our Lord. Here he sees, sitting here with his beastly heart in him. Now, here is the person, the beast, the incarnate devil. He makes his appearance here on earth under the false pretense. Oh my goodness. Under the false pretense of the true word. Yes. That he is the true representative of God's word. He associates himself with the word. But he's against the word. So the only way he can deceive people is to come in sheep's clothing, but he's a wolf. Yes. That's what the prophet is describing to us. He did just the same thing that his type did. A few years. Yes, Judas Iscariot. 2,000 years ago. What did he do? Judas came in as the believer, being a devil from the beginning. He was born the son of perdition. He pulled nothing over on Jesus. Yeah, because he knew him from the very beginning. Amen. For he was the word, all right. I remember Judas took the place as treasurer and fell by money. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
God gave her a space to repent. But she didn't repent. The prophet told us that. Paragraph 221.
ati
now death means eternal separation from God.
Yeah,
and now remember, saints don't die. Yes, remember, his bride was given a pale horse. That's Antichrist's bride. I mean, this rider was given a pale horse to go forth with. Was given the pale horse to go forth with. And he rode this pale horse of death. Now, we know what that was. We know what that church was. Oh, yes. And remember, in the last... Okay, let me leave this part. I move very fast to one that we can strike very seriously. Not yet. He gave a space, give her a place to repent, but she didn't do it. Yeah. He has done it again. That's God. She won't do it. And rejection makes her. A rejection makes the perfect way for Satan to come into her and be incarnate. And that's the same thing with every person. When the word of God is rejected for whatever reason, then you open your heart for Satan.
Because
to reject God's word, what makes you to reject God's word is unbelief of Satan. Yes. What makes you to reject God's word? It's because of unbelief. And Satan is the author of unbelief. And the prophet said to believe Satan's lie
is
to serve and worship Satan. Oh, yes. You done it. By his rejection, makes Satan to come into her and be incarnated. That's right. Yeah, incarnate himself right in her. Because she rejected the word. And that's exactly the same thing that the Protestant church becomes a harlot. They rejected God's word too. Because she rejects the vindicated truth of the word of God. And that gives the devil a place to come right in and incarnate himself. In a family, when the word of God is not allowed to rule, the devil comes there and he takes his throne. Establishes his throne there. Just like it does in the life of individuals. Yes. He has the same system. And that is just unbelief. Once the word of God is rejected, the counsel of God is rejected, Satan is there already.
Oh, yeah.
And he will make an image unto the beast when they consolidate them together. Right yonder now. Yes. Because they refused to repent. Yeah, they rejected the offer of repentance that God gave to them.
Yeah.
Yes. If I had an education, I could bring it out. I haven't got no education. I'm just expecting the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. And he will. That's right. He will do it. Yes. Look how what she did here. She rejected God's message for her to repent. Because the Bible said God gave her a space to repent. Yeah, but she refused to repent. How did she did it? Here. She rejects God's message for her to repent. She started off an antichrist. And that was she was. She come a false prophet. An incarnate devil. And when she did, with her first teaching, and then in all of that, God gave her space to repent. Try to get her. So how long suffering? What a wonderful love. There's no love like that. Look at those. Even that spit in his face and things, he forgave them. That is God. See? And the prophet told us here that the church kind of fed from the world. Yeah, now remember, she was the original Pentecost church that the Holy Ghost was poured upon on the day of Pentecost. How many Bible students know that? Sure, she was. That's where she went from. And that's why God promised restoration. She fell from the world and accepted dogmas instead of the Holy Spirit. She wanted a holy man, Dr. L.L.P.A. Q.U. whatever, with so many titles, and then made him a pope. From rejecting the word, Nicolaitanism came in, and he finally headed up in being a pope.
See,
sure, but she, that was what she wanted. That's what she wanted. Yeah, somebody to do her praying. She just pay her money out, and that's all she had. Yeah. And it is the same thing today. Just as long as they got pew to sit in, pay heavy on the collection plate, that's good enough. They are a member of the church. Don't tell them nothing else about it. They don't want to know. Yeah. Now, where did she fall from? She fell from the original world of the apostolic apostles and prophets. That is where she fell from. The prophet said, and because she fell by the revelation, she fell from, she refused to repent. They formed the image of the beast. Yes. The image of the beast. Because they will consolidate together and form the image of the beast. The world council of churches. Yeah. Repent, go back. Come back before it is too late. It's already too late. One of these days, the land will leave its place. And then it will be all over. So his daughter has been asked now. Yeah. Before being judged with her to return back.
Yeah.
Now the last message they got is when the prophet that I've been speaking of, that's Malachi 4. Yeah, and I know that real good, sensible, spiritual thinking men know that is coming. Yes, that the prophet promised. They know that. They know it is coming. See? Yeah, the prophet, just simplicity, is coming. It's coming. He was the one. Yeah. It's coming. But the trouble of it is they keep saying, we need it. It is going to be. And when it comes, they will be so humble. They will probably miss it. Just like they did the other time. When Jesus came, they missed it. The real Savior of the world. The Redeemer, God in flesh himself. When he came, they missed him. The forerunner, they meet the forerunner. They miss him. If they believe him, error will not have slaughtered him and cut off his head. If they believe Jesus, when the three magi came, and the king saw them and said, oh, is this true that the king, and they found out that he will be born in Bethlehem? By their scripture. He will be born in Bethlehem. The king made plan to go and kill him. And the prophet said, they refused to believe it because they gave private interpretation to that part of the promise. Their own understanding. That's the same thing with denominations today. They interpret the Bible. They talk about the God, there are three persons in God. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. They call them their three persons. They interpreted the Bible and said women can preach. They interpreted the Bible and said women can wear trousers. They put private interpretation to the Bible. They said there can be deaconess. So many, many other things that they have interpreted the Bible with the private interpretation. That's what the prophet is saying, the daughter to Harlot, to the hall. Yes. Praise be to God. Oh yes, it needs it. And then let it be shown right before them, and they just go right on. Watch now the original word. She has to repent to go back. Yes, so her daughter has been asked. They will be judged, they will be forced. To be forced, they will be judged and thrown into the same bed and killed with her. They will be asked to turn back to the original world, go back to the apostolic doctrine. But they are so tied down with their creeds and things, they won't do it. Then what do they do? They finally form up in the image unto the beast, another power. Notice, and act to the Lamb's bride, like she did in Revelation 13:14. That's what they do. Just persecute. Just the same thing. The churches make just as fond of the true bride of Christ as Rome ever did. Praise be to God. The prophet said God will kill her children with spiritual death. 272. Now notice, we see by God's word of promise, he will kill her children, the denominations, and daughters. From our understanding, we know that the Roman Catholic Church is the world. It's in Revelation chapter 17. And our daughters are the allots. Those allots are the ones that pull out protested Roman Catholic Church. The prophet said they have returned back to their vomit. They are the one that they are now worse than the Roman Catholic Church itself. But God is extending hand of mercy to them to repent and come. Because they will not repent, God will kill them. And they are already dead. The prophet told them that they are lodges, they are not churches. He said they have been laid on the shelf. Any church, any organization that denies the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 and the rest of the scripture that we so endear to our hearts today, the true life of God that brings transformation of life is not there. But they can have signs and wonders. The anointed ones at the end time. Yes. They will do signs and wonder, but their souls are unconverted. Oh, yes. Amen. Alright. We are progressing. So, now notice, we, by God's word of promise, we kill our children, the denominations, and daughters. Yeah, with spiritual death. That's relevant, chapter 2, verse 22. Yes. Don't forget it. To kill is to put to death. And death is eternal separation from the presence of God. Yes. It's not physical death. Yeah, it's spiritual death. The prophet said, think of that, friends. Think of that. Don't you trust in any man made creeds? Oh yes, anything that is contrary to the word, you keep away from it. Now watch in the Bible here. He said his name was hell. You see, his name was death and hell followed him. That's the interpretation. Yeah. Now hell always follows death. Oh yes. When the natural man dies, hell follows him. That is, if it's not a Christian. Yeah, it is not saved. Filled with the Holy Spirit in the soul. When he dies, he goes to hell. Yes. That's what this applies, yeah? The prophet said, that's the grave, ages, see? Yeah, that is in the natural. But in the spiritual, it is the lake of fire. All right. Into eternal separation. Where they are burnt up. Oh, God be merciful. Amen.
Amen.
Are you asked? The prophet now began to give us interpretation. That the Bible said he was given. Alright, let me come there so that we read. Okay. And I look and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was dead, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over him. And he that sat on him was dead, and hell follow with him. Him. The prophet said, the rider is a man.
Yes.
Have you noticed that the rider is he? And he had in his hand man, false prophet. That's interpretation of. Yeah, by the revelation given to him. He's the first prophet. But his bride is called the church. She, Jezebel, Ahab, Jezebel. Why? He's just as perfect as anything else. The prophet is doing comparison between the tithe and that tithe. We are coming to that. It will be clear to us very soon. So the daughters is she also, but never received one man heirship. Yeah, Protestants to that, but still alert in principle. Yeah, in their doctrine denomination system. Yeah. The prophet said, now all this that we are talking about now, where is it coming to? Notice, what is this all coming to? Now, just got about, you say it got about 12 minutes. What is all this coming to? What is it? It is going right back the way it did and started in heaven. It's coming to the end battle. Yeah, it's going to wind up in a battle. The battle of Armageddon. This rider is going to end his riding in the battle of Armageddon. He will run plump into eternity, as the prophet said it. When we say eternity, is not we are not talking about eternal life. You know, sometimes the word eternity, in other words, that is going to ride to the end. The first thing in heaven was a battle. Lucifer was kicked out and he came to the earth. Then he polluted him there. Then he's been polluting ever since. And now from the battle in heaven, he's come to the battle on the earth. And it's to be finished at on earth at the end time. In the battle called Armageddon. Now, anyone knows that the battle started in heaven, holy. And so they kick him out. Michael and his angels overthrow him. Satan was run out. Yeah, it was run out. And when they did, he dropped right down to Eden. And he has started the battle down here. Yeah, praise be to God. Now the battle started, paragraph 285. Now the battle started in heaven. It to be finished on earth in the form of Armageddon. Yeah, now let's watch and see it unfold. And maybe we can unfold it. The Lord help us right now to do this now. Watch it unfold. The mysterious rider. Watch what he does now. He opposed, refused to repent and to go back to the original blood word. Yeah, the word become blood and flesh. He refused to go back to it. He's Antichrist, the true word bride. He is supposed to the true word bride. He takes his own bride. Yeah, he opposed this true bride. Yeah. And he takes his own bride and brings her to him in a form of religion called creed and dogma. And now see, the only bride is against her. But he forms his own bride called Antichrist by an Antichrist teaching, which is contrary to Christ. See how shrewd he is. And instead of having a unity of love, yeah, controlling, worshipping under blood, he has got a denomination instead of having the world into creed, dogmas, and so forth. Is gathering his own to the battle of Armageddon 306. Yeah, the gathering on their mixed color horse. Yeah, remember, yeah, that is the pale horse rider. When we say mixed color horse, is the pale horse rider, because he combined the white, the red, and the black together to make the pale. And see, he is gathering this thing together, mix with creeds, denominations. Man-made doctrine. Is that right? Sure, a mixed color. The mixed color of the dead, pale us of the world. Now, mixed color of the dead, one form of the pale horse. No holy blood. Now, from the four corners of the earth, they gather them to Armageddon. The Bible said, I am trying to think of the scripture. Yes, as I got them written down here, say, I'm not calling them, but just where they are written down. You wanted to see them to call them. See what they are. Gather them together to the great day of the battle of the Lord God. Watch now on this mixed color, one pale sick horse.
Yes.
Yeah, just think of it, you know. That's a bad thing. Yeah, now watch where he gathers them. From the four corners of the earth. They are gathering now for the showdown. The showdown will be at Armageddon. According to the word of God. On the pale horse, riding on it, with a death tackle, with a name tag on him. Yes. Death. The Antichrist. Listen. The Antichrist is dead. But that is his name. In this fourth riding, his name is death. And the prophet said, the opposite of death is life. So if it is dead, then he has no life. He's against life. Antichrist, first denomination. With his Jezebel, a prostitute to the world, with her daughter. Oh, yes. 3:10. Now here they are joining themselves together, coming to the showdown to Armageddon. And riding on mixed color horse with one horse of white, one horse of red, one horse of black. The three different political power, spiritual power, controlled by demon power. Yeah, which is the Antichrist. Mixing that all together. And you got a pale, sickly looking thing he's riding on. So look what is riding on this pale looking grizzly color horse, mixed with black, red, and white, coming to the battle. Yeah, guarding his subjects from every nation under heaven. Did Daniel not interpret the dream? I saw that streak of iron run into every kingdom of Rome. Here they come gathering. Well, if you are a Bible reader, if you are a message student, when the prophet said the iron rolls into every nation, you will understand. How many understands that? God bless you. You know, at the feet, clay and iron. Yeah, the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream, that Daniel saw in vision and interpreted to him. The Gentile kingdom. Okay. Yeah. Look at the feet. Look at where the feet is, mixed with clay and iron. That is only Roman Empire. Only, and that's what is going on now. But he's silent now as if he has no power. But he's waiting for the anointing to come on him.
Yeah.
Let's go on.
Alright.
Then okay, they're coming to the Christ is coming on the white throne. And on the white horse. Display it again. I want to see something there. Maybe it'll take time to display. Christ is coming on the white horse with his own saints. That's Revelation chapter 19. All right, thank you. Yeah, paragraph 3:1-12. Now in Revelation 19, not only is he getting ready, but Christ is getting ready to meet him. What is going to end his riding? Yeah, it is the coming of Christ. That will have taken place. You will understand it when we get to this fifth seal. He's riding like this. He's still on it. He's gathering his people together. And Christ is coming to meet him at the battle of Armageddon to kill him and his own and feed their flesh to the beasts of the field. Are you with me? Alright, let's continue. Revelation 19. Not only is he getting ready, but Christ is getting ready to meet him. The battle is going to be hot and heavy. Christ in Revelation 19, Christ is gathered, is not from the four corners of the earth, but because there is going to be a little bit remnant. What is he doing? He's gathering them from the four corners of the heaven. That's the Antichrist. We will get them. What is he doing? Yeah, he is guarding them from the four corners of heaven. Sorry, that's Christ. But the Antichrist is guarding them from the corners of the earth. Get that difference. We will get them souls under the altar. When we get to the souls under the altar, tomorrow night. And then you will now understand in the fifth seal that the prophet did not understand the souls under the altar. Because by the time the revelation opened under the fifth seal and the revelation of the souls under the altar came to him.
I
said, yes, it's a different thing entirely. Glory be to God. I don't know whether I'm the only one enjoying myself here. If you are not in the spirit of what is going on, give the stimulation. By revelation is not on you.
Well,
you can pray, ask God to help you to help. Because that is when you will sleep. If that stimulation is not on you, then your two eyes will close under this atmosphere.
Yes.
God is guiding us from the four corners of heaven. Yeah, and you will see whether it is right or not. Four corners of heaven. on a snow white horse.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's so that we save our. Okay, he also has a name, not death, but the word of God, light. Amen.
Amen.
God written, God wrote right on his thigh here. Yeah, the word of God. That is the only life. Because God is the only source of eternal life there is. Zoe. Amen. Zoe. Yeah, yeah. And he has got written life, written on a white horse, riding on a white horse. Yes, and he is a man with three. This one is the Antichrist. Yeah, he's a man with three different powers mixed up, called death, guarding his earthborn delegates, and Christ is guarding his heaven-born subjects.
He's
gathering his own. The other guy is gathering his outbound delegates. They can never overcome the things of the world. They love the world and the things of the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life rule their life. They are incontinent. Yeah. They just live the way they want to live. When their tummy demand for anything, they give it. When their flesh demand for anything, they give it. When their heart demand for anything, they give it. Whatever they desire, they respond. Heart band. There are people like that here this morning. This gospel sound is going forth to make you heaven born. Saints. Yeah, but he got death written on him. Christ got life written on him. Oh, yes. Those with him are on the white horse also. And they are called the chosen before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
And they are faithful to the world. You see it? Now, I like that one. Called chosen before the foundation of the world. And then, faithful to the world by their choosing. Are all stimulated with the new wine or oil. Yeah, just riding right along. Coming down to meet him. They know the thunders will issue the things for us. Pretty soon, see? Yeah. Watch, how does he do? So he is the world. His name is the world. Then the word is life. The Antichrist. Anything anti is against. So it's against the Christ, the world. So it's got to be a creed or a denomination which is against the world. While Abraham was preaching, somebody was steadily disagreeing with Abraham. I want to pick that. The prophet said, paragraph 329. And show me one. Show me. Okay, let me pick it from here. Tooth and arrow. No matter how good that is. Tooth and arrow cannot mix. That two. Can mix. Yeah, you cannot mix. It is that does serve the law or it is wrong. No matter what only father said. Saint Bonifa, only father.
Yeah.
Or Saint Bonifa or the Archbishop of Canterbury. I don't know who said it. It is contrary to the law, it's perversion. Wherever it comes from, it's perversion. It won't mix with God's word. He said, why this fellow done? What did this fellow do? I don't care what he has done. How much only is he? Or anything like that. That is the only direct truth that we have. Yeah, no church, no creed. Has no truth. Yeah, it is outside of this. And show me one that has got it. I want you to tell me. I will turn a page in the Bible and show you something. See, just call the one. You say Pentecostal. Oh my, I just caught that thought from somebody there. That's the reason I said that. Better leave it alone. Right now. Because I see that started a sore spot right there. Sore spot. S-O-R-E spot. Yeah. I didn't want to hurt you. But I just wanted you to know, I know what you are thinking about. The robber said, life follows the rider of the white horse. They're coming from heaven. Yeah, 3:32. Now life followed the rider on the white horse, who was the world, life, vindicated by his resurrected saints. He had with him. Revelation chapter 19. You know, with him. Now he is. Now how is the battle going to? Jesus said, he that believe in me, though he were dead, yes, shall he live. Yes. And if you believe in me, though you were dead, yet shall you live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Oh, yes. Again, he said, he that believeth, I will. He that believeth in him, he will give him eternal life. Raise him up at the last day. That is his promised scripture. Yeah, here comes Satan. With all four corners of the heart, with his Protestants, with the Catholic, and all together, marching right up to the battle of Armageddon. And here comes Jesus coming down from heaven with the resurrected saints, vindicated words. Yeah, I said, if God speaks or sends you, yes, he will back up what you say. No, if you're an ambassador from heaven, all heaven is behind you. And heaven is consistent of the truth. Now, he is come with the resurrected saint, vindicated, that is what is true. Yeah, so Satan knows. Then the Bethlehem peace is ready for him. Oh man, while that rode the pale horse, mixed creed and dogma, I follow him on to eternal separation from God. That is where he rode them to. To eternal separation. Christ rode his church right into glory. In the resurrection. Now the prophet continued the interpretation. Now power was given unto them. As we read in verse 8. And power was given unto them. The prophet said, who are the dead? Yeah, who are the dead? Who is them? See? Continue. Who is them? All right. Antichrist called death. Hell follow. Watch his 4-point scheme. Antichrist. White horse kills by spirit. Yes. Being Antichrist. Spiritual kill. Number 2. Red horse. Kills by sword. His first scheme. White horse. He kills by spirit. He gives spiritual death to the people. By the doctrine that he teaches. Now, number 2, red horse, kissed by sword. When he has gained political and religious power together. State and religion match together. You could wet the sword of the state to pursue anyone who will not agree with you. Killed by sword, political power, when church and state united. Black horse, souls, when he give out his doctrine, and she did there with her fornication, and he weigh out their food, collecting money for purgatory, for novena, for penance, and whatever. Then the fourth, a pale horse, eternal separation from God. Again, four. Oh my, praise be to God. Now, last year is closing. Have you? I am. Okay. The professor has a time. Let me just look down there. We'll close this a few minutes. Just read. 2351. 351. The prophet was giving us the proof that Malachi 4 message, Revelation 10:7 is the messenger that will come at this same time. Yes, and we have a lot of scriptures around that. And the prophet told us that Jezebel is the type of the modern church today. Yes, and the type of death that was that God spoke that will come upon Jezebel. What type of death was it? They will be fed by animal. Isn't it? Dog licked the blood of
Abu
and Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Only left where she was anointed.
Here.
Because of the anointing. That's the put on. As the prophet told us here, Jezebel was killed by God's command. 56. Now, if you want to, the prophet, remember, Roman Catholic Church is called Jezebel. Are you with me? Are you established on that? Yeah, it's a long time teaching in the Malachi 4 message. We are just reminding ourselves. So we are bringing them in here now. So the prophet said, Jezebel was killed by God's command. Okay, before I do that, let me help us by reading it. Paragraph 352. Jezebel is the type of the modern church today. Yeah, because Catholic and Protestant are joined together now. They are not getting around it. There's no getting around it. They are going to form the World Council of Churches. They are both denominations. So it's just mother and sister. That's all. They fuse and argue with one another. But they are the same thing. Both are lost. Now, I'm not saying that myself. I am quoting from thus saith the Lord. See? I'm quoting from thus saith the Lord. Now, Roman Catholic Church is Jezebel with his daughters. Now we notice killed by a command of God. Jezebel was killed by command of God. Yeah. Because God had Jehu to go down there and have her throw out of the window and kill Jezebel. And the dog ate her flesh. Is that right? Literal Jezebel. Ahab a king. Head. Dog lick his blood. As the first Elijah predicted. And now here is another Elijah. The spirit again. When we have the same Jezebel in the spirit form. Are you with me? Ahab a king. Head. Dog lick his blood. As the first Elijah predicted. See where we are going. Don't you?
Yeah.
356. Now, if you want to see their bodies, the bodies of these denominations and organizations that rode in this red, in this pale horse, gathered together by the pale horse rider, all the denominations and the rest of them gathered together, that the devil got from the different corners of the earth. Remember, if you want to see their body, then he points us to Revelation 19. And if you want to see their bodies, let's turn over to Revelation 19. After the war slays them. Yeah, now the word is going to kill them. You know that? Alright, now you just watch and see what happens when Christ is coming in Revelation 19. Beginning with the 19th verse. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. From verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God.
O si fi ohun rara kigbe o wi fun gbogbo awon eye tin fo ni agbede meje orun pe e wa e si ko ara yin jo po si asiale lati Olorun.
Yes, let's read further. Let's read further so that we can, and that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and the flesh that sit on them and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bound, both small and great.
Okay, kiosi je enara awoba ati enara awon olori ogun ati enara awon eniyan lagbara ati enara awon esin ati awon ti o joko olori won ati enara eniyan gbogbo ati ti ominira ati ti eru ati ti ewe ati
ti. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their hermits gathered together to war against, to make war against him that sat on the white horse and against his army.
No, ati awon baye ati awon ogun won ti won gbarijo lati ba eni ti o joko lori esin na ati ogun re jagun.
And the beast was taken. The beast that we're talking about here. Yes, he was taken. And with him the first prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone.
Asi maranko na ati woli eke ni pelu re ti nse ise yanu niwaju re yi ti o fi ntan awon ti o gbe ti o gba ameranko na ati awon ti fori bale fun aworan re je awon mejeji li asi so laye asinu adaguna.
And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. Which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
Awon yokule asifi da ni ti o joko lori ite na pa anida ti o ti enu re jade gbogbo awon ye si ti pa rara won yo.
Yeah. Out of his mouth, from the mouth of, yeah, we are done with that. And out of his mouth, 359. Yeah, we have read that. We have read this part. 360. Let's come to 360. Now watch now. He comes forth smiting. Who is he smiting? Jezebel and Ahia, first prophet. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, to all the fowls of the air and the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together to the supper of the great king. He feeds them to the beast and
birds.
Now watch over here in the other chapter here, the book of Revelation. Just a minute. He came with a sword and death and beast of the earth. See, the Jezebel church, her body is to be eaten by fowls and beasts of the earth. Not exactly like Ahab and Jezebel were in the natural. So are they to be in the spiritual form, a church? Do you see it? And the prophet told us, well, I conclude that 3:372. Now, there you are, friends. Here is the first seal. Open. And the riders of the false horse rider, the four horses, is revealed to the best of my knowledge. Now, this is all that took place. 384. To the best of my knowledge, to the best of my revelation, that was given to me by God and foretold that it would be done, this is the truth of the four horse rider, to the best that I know. What do you think about Jesus? God bless you. While we rise up again to read Revelation chapter 6 still. We read from verse 9 to 11. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord? How holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season unto their fellow servants also and their brethren, that should be killed as they were.
The
Lord blesses to the reading of blesses word to our hearts. God bless you. You can please be seated. The Lord be our help. So we are now with fifth seal. You see that we are trying to save our time. Like I told you before, just for me to relax a little bit. The fifth seal was preached, covered 2 hours, 42 minutes. The one that is on our hand now. The first seal that we finished just now.
Yeah.
Was 2 hours, 24 minutes. But the interpretation started very early. So as we continue with this, may the grace of God continue with us. The Lord Jesus, the Lamb that opened the seal, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you. Well, there won't be any much to talk about here. So from paragraph 68. So let's go straight. The problem is that he is not against the denomination. It's not against people, rather. It's not against the people in the denomination. Neither are we. Because we are carrying the message of the prophet, which is the Bible truth, which is the message which Brapaw preached. If Brapaw will go to any of the denominations in the world to the outside of Malachi for
message,
and he will preach what he preached when he was here, yes, which we are preaching now, because it is what Paul preached that we are preaching. Let him go to any of those denominations that have organized. They will drive him out. Because you condemn woman preacher. You will condemn women wearing trousers. You will condemn deaconesses in the churches. You will condemn just every other thing. God there, he will tell them there is only one God who manifested in three dispensations for the sake of human redemption. Yes, we are not against the people, but the system that made the people to disbelieve God is what we are against. That system does not give them victory over Adamic nature. Yeah, and that nature will never see God. There is nobody that is ruled by that Adamic nature. There is nobody that lives until Christ will come that will go in the rapture with that Adamic nature. There is nobody that dies with that Adamic nature that will ever resurrect. That will come up in this first resurrection. Yeah, only in the second resurrection. General resurrection. Because every living will come up by that time. Yeah, those who did not partake in the first resurrection, that's when they will come up. So that's why we are against the system, not against the people. We are in touch. Our relations are there, our friends are there, our fathers, our mothers are there. Yeah, we are not against them. We have our friends, our colleagues, our co-workers, we have them there. But that system that made them to think they are right when they are actually wrong, that makes them to think they are right and they are actually wrong. In the first seal, the prophet told us that they think they are under the blood, but they are actually not under the blood. And if they are not, they don't have divine protection of Jehovah that we have. They don't have the blood. Then they don't have the genuine Holy Ghost in their souls, because they are not under the blood. Because from the blood the life went out. Amen. And they are not under the blood, they are not under this message. They are not under this word, they are not under the blood. Yes, that's it. Because this is the bleeding word. Bleeding word. Yes. God bless you. 68 now. Okay. Please, you have to be fast. Okay, I know. There are other charts that we expect you to help me to put. Now, the prophet says, in this paragraph, he says, so you see, don't try to get wisdom to understand. Just believe what he says. And the simpler you get, then there you are, you will find it. And I'm so thankful for that. Thankful that he has made himself simple. Now we find the sixth chapter and the ninth verse. Let me start now. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony that they heard. Well, sorry, let me read 39. That's where the full something. He wanted to start to talk here. 39. You could just scroll it up. Now, everybody ready? The ninth verse now to the 11th. Yes. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season,
until their fellow servants and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now this is rather mysterious. And now for the sake of tapes and the clergymen and teachers that are sitting present, if you have a different view of, from this, I did too. But I'm just taking it from the inspiration which completely changed my view of it. And then I find out, as you see this reveal, he's still trying back and bringing those church ages and the scripture right together. And tying it up. You see, and that's the reason that I believe that it comes from God. Praise be to God. And I'm thinking that sometimes when we depend on what the great teachers might have said about it, that's okay. I've said it. He said he's not kicking against the organization. Paragraph 69. Now notice, the prophet said, the first part we read there is, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. The prophet said, notice there is no mention of another beast. That mention that said, come and see to John. Yeah. To the announcement of the fifth seal. Now, remember there was on the fourth seal. There was on the first seal, second, third, and fourth. But none on this fifth seal. When Elan opened the seal, I heard the voice of the first beast say unto me, come and see. The first seal, the second seal, the third seal, the fourth seal. The four living creatures announced the opening of those four seals. But in this fifth seal, no beast announced it. The Lamb just opened it, and John saw it. The prophet said, why? Now, if you notice, let's just read back one of the seals. Let's just go back to 4th seal, see? And that's the 7th verse. And when he had opened the 4th seal, I heard the voice of the 4th beast say, come, see. When he opened the 3rd seal, I heard the voice of the 3rd beast say, come and see. The 2nd beast, come and see. The 1st beast say, come and see. But then, when we get to the 5th seal, there is no beast. No. Now, just notice. And when he had opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar. Right quick, see? There is no beast there. And the beast represents power. We know that. There is no living creature. Now, one of these creatures, we find out, is studying the revelation of the churches. Yes. That the one of them was a lion, and the other was an ox, and the other was a man, and the other one was an eagle. We find out in the church ages that these four beasts, meaning four powers, were gathered around the act of the apostles. Oh, glory be to God. Just the way the tabernacle in the wilderness, and you understand it, because I won't take time to go into it, because that has been taught in the seven churches. But that is why I told you that there is need for us to go to the seven churches, so that when we get to the revelation of the seas, we won't have much problem again. Yeah.
How we draw them out here and show just exactly. These beasts were watching over this, the lamb and the wall, to perform the war just as they did the ark of the covenant in the holy place in the wilderness. Let's read further before I will request for that. Now we see our positionally. We see even positionally showed. We even positionally show by the tribal colors of Israel. How many had the seven church ages? I guess most have. 2/3 of you. Notice that even the nature of the beast, that even the nature of the beast was exactly a tribal helmet, which was the 12 tribes set four, three on each side. And the four beasts sit and watch this tribe from all four ways. And four ways on Amerini. Four ways. From all four ways. Yeah. On Amerini. Yes. Yeah. And when we went and got the gospels and show exactly when you enter into the ark, they were a guiding the ark, the covenant. And then we find out that the covenant of the new church, it's represented on ark. Was the Holy Spirit. The blood has sent back to us the Holy Spirit. The blood has sent back to us the Holy Spirit. Yes, and the four beasts represented. Now, the 12 tribes of Israel, as it watched, and find their natures, and taking that same nature, I'm bringing it to each of these four gospels. Exactly. Exactly the same. One talk to the lion, the one to the ox, the four gospels. That's it. The four gospels is the protection of the Holy Spirit. It struck me. It struck with me. And this is about 6 years, I guess. Well, that was the particular one that said that the act of the Holy, the act of the apostles is a scaffold. It's not something to be that the church cannot be built on it. That was the problem saying. Yeah. The act of the apostles was just this framework. I had it said many times. But to a man with his status as a preacher and a teacher that wrote some of the famous books. Famous books that the people read everywhere, and to say that the act of the apostle wasn't suitable for teaching of the church. When the act of the apostle is the very foundation of it, not the framework, the foundation, because the Bible says it is the foundation of God is built. The foundation of God is built upon the doctrine of the apostles, right? Christ is the head, the cornerstone. Praise be to God. Now, coming to this now, the prophet said, paragraph 80. Now, when we got... okay, let me take it from here. Continuation now. Yeah, 79. And when this fellow stood there and I made that remark, my heart just failed. And I thought, no wonder, well, I see now in the seals, it just was not revealed. That's all. So that's there they were. Standing there. But there was something just saying that now. Notice. They guided. Now, when we got Matthew chapter 20, verse 19, and run that thing down through Matthew.
Lord Allah we ma ti koja
which represented the lion
to do for oju ti kini na
bring our chart out
mo awura yen jade o
no not this one not this one for now we are coming there not that one yes this is what the prophet is trying to point to us here. We've talked about this initially. You can collect it, it can be sent to you on phone, brother. It won't be clear. It can be sent to you on phone. Now, this is the camping of the children of Israel. This is the appropriate time for us to talk extensively on this. Yes. This is the time for us to talk extensively. Now, what you are looking at here is the in the wilderness in number chapter 2. God told the children of Israel how they are to march. God set them in order on how they are to move around the ark in the wilderness. Yes. And so God identified the east. East. Yeah. South. West and the north. He placed the children of Israel and he told them, thank you, sir. He told them that the 12 tribes will be divided into four, which means 4 divided by 12 making 3. So there will be 3 tribes that will stand in the eastern side, just like you can see. Look, that knot you are seeing up there is supposed to be on the top. Point direct into that knot. That is supposed to be on the top there. Yeah. Center. Up here. In the middle at the center. Up. North. That thing cannot move. Okay, can't move beyond that. Okay. Okay, can move beyond that. Okay, you can see camp up down. That's where. That's the north. This is the east. This side is the south. That side is the west. But because the way it was drawn, the north ran away from that place because it was not well. It was not put in a box to control it to stay in the top. So, you see 3 tribes on the east. And Judah was the end of them. You see in the south here, camp of Reuben. Reuben is their head. Then on the west, Ephraim is their head. 3 tribes. You see Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin. And then in the north, Dan is their head. Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. In here and in the east, Judah is their head. You see Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. In the south, Reuben is their head. You have Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. Making 12 tribes of Israel. That is how they were to gather together. And that red thing you see in the center called tabernacle, that is the ark. That yellow thing is the ark that they made. That they had to set up in their midst. When they, by the time they settle down, that's how they settle down. And when they want to move too, they move in that order. Judah takes the lead, and then the rest of them follow. The prophet said, now this Judah has his own emblem, which is lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And in the New Testament, Matthew is the one that is guiding the ark. Guiding the ark of Esau. Yes. As the lion of Judah. Are you following that?
The prophet told us Matthew is the lion.
Matthew,
by the revelation of the fifth seal. Can you show it again? Matthew is the lion. Paragraph 80. Yeah. Now, when we got Matthew 28:19 and run that thing down through Matthew, which represented the lion. Now the lion was the one that first announced. Are you with me? The lion was the first announcer that called John and said, John, that beast that had the face of a lion was the one that called John, come and see. That was the first beast. Praise be to God. All right, let's suspend this and let's move forward. Yeah. Let's move on. Okay. Yeah. And coming in there, we find that they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then he was standing there with that very scripture to guide the sacred trust of the baptism of the name of Jesus Christ. Now notice, the prophet said, when the lamb opened the fifth seal, there was no beast to say, come and see, and no rider. There was no rider goes forth, and there was no beast to announce it. The lamb opened it, just saw it. There was no one there to say, now come look, come see. Notice, no power of the living creatures there. And on the sixth seal, there is no beast to announce it. And on the seventh seal, there is no beast to announce it. No powers to announce it. See? No one does it. Or on look, after the fourth seal, there is announcement by any beast power. From the fifth seal, sixth or seventh seal, not at all.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now notice, I love this. As in the times of the rider of the four horses, yes, the rider singular. Yeah, it's one single person that rode the four horses. Yeah, only he changed his ministry. Is the same spirit, same devil, to deceive the world. That's the mystery of it today. No, I love this. As the time of the rider of the four horses, the rider, singular, of the four different horses. You see, the rider of the four different horses, there was a beast that announced the power. Every time the rider straddled another horse and come forth to ride, another kind of a beast come out and announce it. That's a great mystery. See, that's the mystery. Why? Announcing the mystery. Why isn't there one here on the fifth seat to announce it? Here it is. According to the revelation that the Lord Jesus gave me today, see, or this morning, it is that the mystery of the church ages are already finished at this time. Give us the chart of the ages, not the first one. No, not this one. Not a year, this one. You will now understand when I projected this initially, and I was telling us, and we are going to get them here. The prophet confirmed by the fifth seal that the reason why there were no beasts to announce the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh seal was because the seven church ages were over. Yes. And remember, it tells you that the four living creatures that called John to come and see also operated within the seven churches. Because the church ages are over now, it means they operated within the seven churches. So it is by this revelation of the seven seals that we were able to understand the allocation of the ages under each beast and under each rider. Praise be to God. But it is this revelation that we use to draw this. Amen. So we see here, he said the mystery of the church ages are already finished at this time. That's one. Two. Yeah, no, church age is over. Amen. And remember, these four living creatures, man with one with the head of a lion, as we said yesterday, that one with the head of a lion, the one with the head of an ox, one with the head of the face of a man, and then one with an eagle face. They are all messengers. Are you getting me? They were anointing that one with the messengers of the age. Are you getting me now? And when the prophet was telling us yesterday in the third seal, he was telling us the lion himself, the lion of the tribe of Judah, went out by himself as a lion. The first church age. The first church age. And he covered the three ages. That's when he comes to there. He started in the Ephesians church. He covered the Smyrna's church. He covered the Pergamian church. And the beast with the face of a lion announced the opening of that seal there. And the beast, the rider of the white horse beast, the white horse rather, also rode within the three ages. Yes. That is why the Thyatiran church age, which is the dark ages, it was the red horse rider. And the prophet was asking, was his sword red? Was his horse red? He killed 68 million Protestants when he was riding the red horse. Which age was that? I'm asking you. Yeah, and by numeration, what is the number of the fourth? I've answered it.
Number one
of the Thyatiran church age. That's the fourth church age. All right, let's go on. So the mystery of the seven church ages are already finished at this time. That's number one. Then number two, the mystery of the Antichrist is revealed at this time. No more church ages. This is the end of everything. The last church age is what we are in. When God promised that in the day of the birth of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to the servant of the prophet. Then the third one, the Antichrist took his last ride. And we find him on this pale horse, mixed with his many colors, and raised all the way into perdition. That's what I told you. He didn't stop riding, he rode down until he gathered his whole. He will ride down into the great tribulation. And the end of the great tribulation will be what? The war of Armageddon. When Christ will be coming, after which Christ will come, with his saints on white horse to come and destroy them on the heart with the word of his mouth. Praise be to God. Amen. The prophet said that is the reason there is no one there. All right. Now, reason why his beast is not an ox. Now, we know. Because some reason for something. The prophet talked about the Clorox. Yeah, just like he talked about Jig, he talked about Ipo, and the rest of it. They are designed for a purpose. The purpose is not for them to be taken as water, or like drinks. It's to remove stain from your clothes. That's the purpose why those things, yeah. The Clorox was designed for that. The prophet said, everything has a reason. That the reason why there was no beast. Yeah. Well, there's some reason why we didn't have a beast of power to announce this seal being broken. And only God can reveal why. That's all. It lays in him. But the reason that he revealed it, as I understand, that it is because the mystery of the book of redemption, as far as the Antichrist being revealed, and the time, and at the same time, the church is gone, and these things don't even happen in the church ages at all. These events don't happen in the church ages at all. What we are going to go into in the sixth seal and the fifth seal. So from the fifth seal to the seventh seal, few things that will be happening that we see there is not happening to the bride. The bride is not going to be here. Now let's see further what the prophet says. Happening in the church ages at all. That's right. They are away from the church age. The church absolutely is raptured at this time. They are divine revelation. The church goes up in the fourth chapter of Revelation and does not return till it comes back with its king in the 19th chapter. But this is here are revealing what has been. Yeah, that's what we need to understand. This is are revealing the past, revealing the present and the future. Yes. This is, they are showing us things that have happened. They are telling us things that are happening and things that will happen. So things that have happened, we have learned. The first us riders up to our time. How the ages have come. How the Antichrist came. He rode the first horse, the second horse, the third horse, and the fourth horse. And the anointing that God sent to combat them. They are coming to that. Are you getting that? To give his children victory. To make them to stand tall. Against the Antichrist. That threaten their life. Praise be to God. The seals are here revealing what has been, what is, and what will be. See? And now what want to be, what was to be for the church age was revealed by this seals. Yeah, that we have seen. And now watch what it takes. What takes it? All right, that's it. The prophet now says that what the four beasts represent, the living creatures. Now, the first stages of his rider has been revealed. Yeah, the first stages of the Antichrist. Yeah, riding has been revealed at this time. Therefore, they don't have to have any more. To have more beasts to announce it. And there were four living creatures of God to announce the rider as the road. Four beasts are four powers. I want you to know that there's a difference between the four living creatures and the horses. Yes, the horses of different color were ridden by the Antichrist. To present himself, in a different form. Yeah. The first beasts are four powers. We know. Yeah, we know beasts by interpretation of the time of the Bible symbol means power.
Yeah.
Now let's get that close. The four are beasts in the Bible represent power among the people. Oh, yes. Now, if you want to find it, like in Daniel, when he saw a certain nation rise up. Yes. That's Daniel chapter 7. Where there was a beast that had a head like a, that looked like a lion. And that has a teeth, so many teeth. Another one like a leopard. Another one like a goat. Whatever. The prophet said, all these things, they represent power. You know, holding. You know, when he saw certain nation rise up, it will be maybe a bear holding a rib in his side. In symbol. Then he saw another power rise up, a goat. It represented something. Then he saw another power rise up, and it was a leopard with so many heads. It represented a certain kingdom. Then he saw another one rise up, a great lion with teeth, and stomp the red seal. That represents a different power altogether. One was a kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, another type of a dream, and another type of a dream. Daniel saw a vision. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream, but Daniel interpreted his dream and was correctly with the vision. Yeah, the prophet talked about, you know, a seer. He born a seer. He does not put anything into gear. He does not crank himself. Nothing manipulating anything before he sees vision. When God wants to talk to him, God reveals to him what he wants him to know. But a dreamer does not have to see, cannot see vision. He has to go and sleep to be able to dream. And if it is symbolic, you still need a prophet to interpret it. A vindicated prophet. And in interpreting that symbolic dream, the prophet must be able to tell the dreamer a part of it that the dreamer has forgotten to narrate. And I want to tell you, if you want to tell a prophet, somebody says somebody is a prophet, and you have a dream, and it's symbolic, now listen closely. If a dream comes from God and is symbolic, it means there is a vindicated prophet on the land. Did you get what I said? If God is speaking to you truly, like God spoke to Nebuchadnezzar in symbol form, it was because there was Daniel there to interpret it. God has spoke to the butler and the baker in prison. It was because Joseph that had the ability to interpret it was there. When there was no vindicated prophet on the land, God will come to his people in plain dreams. Like he did to Joseph, the husband of Mary. Because there was no vindicated prophet on the land. And God needed to give him a message. He didn't give him a symbol for. Because God would not be communicating. Yes. And God, he was trying to fulfill scripture. Yeah. Is that that child? He came to him and said, they are seeking the life of the child. Take him from here and take him to Egypt to fulfill scripture. And when Herod died, and the angel of God went back to him and said, Herod is dead. Go back. While he was coming, then they have installed Herod's son there. Herod's son has succeeded him. The angel told him and said, branch to Nazareth.
Right.
That he might be written. He shall be called a Nazareth. Are you with me? So, if you have a symbolic dream,
And there is no vindicated prophet. When we say vindicated prophet, vindicated prophet is a man that says, "Thus said the Lord," 5 times, none of them face. 10 times, none of them face. 20 times, none of them face. 100 times, none of them face. If he said, "Thus said the Lord," in the sixth vision, and he said, "Thus said the Lord," or he used any symbol to represent something. If that symbol is not materialized as he said it,
he's a false prophet.
I mean symbol in this way. When is that 12? It's like I've not even preached anything at all. Wow. Well, are you enjoying yourself? Don't worry, we close now. I'm not because we are coming back in the evening. Yeah, but in the evening, we are going to close 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I go man
to so that we can do justice to everything. God bless you. I've not wasted time. It's not easy to collect these things together. No, what I mean is that the things are so voluminous that I was so tempted not to leave a part. That's just the problem. Okay, if I say I will not leave this one, what about this? If I say I will leave this, what about this? So I only try to look at the ones that are related. Maybe the one the prophet has repeated over, I drop those ones. The one he has not said, no, that's what I try to do. And still, and you know, I preach only for 1 hour. Yes. The interpreter took 1 hour and took 1 hour. He might even have taken more than 1 hour from me. Because the interpretation might take longer time, like I said the other time. God bless you. So, what we are saying, like the Lord Jesus Christ, he took the blind man and he made dust and spat on it and used it to rub the face and the eyes of the man. Now, has the man to go and wash his silver? To go and wash, isn't it? When the man went to wash, what happened to him? He came back seeing. That's what I mean by using, if a prophet claimed to be using a symbol, you go and do this one, you will receive healing. If that didn't come to pass, that man is the first prophet. Oh, if I have 1 million voices, I can scream it. Because we know of one who said somebody was sick and had the person to go and take a sand from somewhere, take sand from the base of the mountain, take sand from the top of a mountain, and go and do something with it, and use it to wash the face of the person or rub the face of that person. Is that person healed up to today? The person is still blind. And we are talking about years now, over 10 years now. The person is still blind. And you want to cut somebody's neck, that person is the prophet. Look, go and tell them in the denomination. We are following a vindicated prophet. We are following a man whom God has so much vindicated that he took picture with him. Even when at the point of criticism, yes, when somebody was criticizing him, challenging him, God just came behind him to silence every mouth. That you, Dr. Best, go and look for padlock and block your mouth. God came behind his prophet. All the film in the photograph. God put his hand and blocked them. They were all black. God reserved one there. And he moved upon the photograph. When Brabham was invited to come to the pulpit, after the debate was over, and then, while Brabham was coming, the pillar of fire came down. And then the pillar of fire stood above his head. When that man was moved to strike the camera, he caught the pillar of fire. They investigated in the United States. David, forensic analysis. They investigated that. And they confirm it. questionable document. They investigated and they came back to say, look, this is the only supernatural picture that I ever been taking in since the beginning of the war. You tell me that he has taught me by the ministry of this man, I have been taught. And by the grace of God, I am taught. And I'm well taught. And I have learned. And I'm learning. So come and present somebody to me. I know better. You can dance around it. You can go and carry drum and celebrate and do that. That's your own. If we don't know what they are even talking about, then we might give it a little thought. From Genesis to Revelation of it, we know everything. We don't compromise. We don't sympathize. When the only way we can have problem with anybody is around this world. It's only around this world. Because any friendship where God's word is a problem. Woe betide such a friendship.
Yes.
What's the use of that friendship when the word of God is going to be compromised? Forget about that. So the prophet told us, a prophet, we see that. So if you hear that there is a prophet in the land, and you have maybe you have a symbolic dream, go to that person and go and tell the person. If there are 10 symbols, tell him about 6 symbols. Try him. Give him 6 of the symbols. If he's a true vindicated prophet, he'll call you back and tell you, brother or sister, this dream you gave me, they are not complete. What about this? Because God will give you the vision of your dream. He will see it in form of a vision. Look, when we were in the denomination, are you to interpret dream for people? Me. Are you to, when people tell me, I will look at it, I will crack my head, look at the scripture and the rest of it and say, this is what you're dreaming. Sometimes you will get, sometimes you will not be correct. When I got to Malachi 4, I knew I was treading on dangerous ground. The position of a prophet, you want to take? God forbid. The position of a prophet, you want to occupy? When you are not called to that office. Look, the office that is most difficult to impersonate is that prophetic office. A pastor's office can be impersonated. Because there are many people that are not called pastor that occupy the office of the pastor. And then people call them pastor. They are really not pastor by gift. Are you with me? They are not pastors by gift. They are pastors by occupying the offices. They are occupiers of the office of the pastor. I'm fulfilling my ministry. That's the truth. The gift of a pastor is a gift. It's not just the office. Just like the teaching ministry is a gift. You, as anybody, out of the Bible, you can make attempt to want to teach. You don't have the gift. You don't have the gift. It is the gift that operates in the teacher. It's not comparing scripture to scripture. It is the gift that moves around him. Just like the apostle too. The teacher cannot take the position of an apostle, because it's a gift. So the apostle operates his gift. That's why they call the apostle. The evangelist is the same thing. It's the spirit, it's the gift in him that steers him. It's a gift. Anybody can try to come and say, I will blast them. You are impersonating the evangelical office. Evangelical gift. You don't have the gift. Just like the prophet. You prophesy without having the gift of prophetic gifts and tell us by 3 o'clock rain is going to fall. Just tell the Lord rain will fall. But it is possible to impersonate these other 4 offices. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you understand? Amen. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. So let me just read a part here, then we'll close. I'm not going to take, I don't want to conclude like that. Okay? All right, let me read verse 95. But then we, by the grace of God, we'll come back in the evening. We have just 2 pages, so we'll be able to do very well with it, and then we move to the 6th seal by the grace of God. And then, if you are born a seer, now, you see, to do that, those both consciousness has to be right together. Not one here with 5 senses. Active. The other one out there, when you are asleep with these 5 senses, are not active. Yeah, but you see, when both of them, you are born right together. You don't go to sleep. You just go from one to the other, to the other one, like that. You don't go to sleep. There's not a lot of room to go to sleep. And you cannot make yourself that way.
Yeah.
If you are not a prophet, you cannot be. If you are not an apostle, you cannot be. If you are not a teacher, you cannot be. If you are not an evangelist, you cannot be. If you are not a pastor, you cannot be. If you are not have I covered everything? If you are not a prophet, you cannot be a prophet. Because we are operated by gifts. But for this other four, somebody can occupy those offices. Especially the office of the pastor. Yeah, especially the office of the pastor, anybody can occupy it. But it will be impersonating the office. So, you see the difference between a dreamer and a prophet? So the prophet is born that way. You know, they are not made by man.
Yes.
May the Lord be our help. And so far we have talked about this, that these 4 living creatures, the reason that we don't have another one announcing the 5th seal, it is because the 7 churches are over. And it is in these 7 churches that all these mysteries will be revealed to us. May the Lord be our help. Let's bow down our heads.
We have heard the word of God. Just to be echoed unto us. Teaching on the 7 seal revealed. Revealed 7 seals.
That is Sipayawa.
I wonder whether we are really trained as we are here this afternoon. May the word of God to thrill our hearts.
We
need to listen to the tape. We need the sermon is on tape. Oh my. It's wonderful and glorious. The joy in the hearts of the people. Hear Brother Nevi screaming, amen. Hear this one, this screaming, amen. Sister screaming,
amen.
And it's being re-echoed unto us. Where the tape land. So nothing is hid from you and me at all. It is the love of God unto you and me. That laid this in the heart of his servant. The pastor who had taken it and preach it or teach it, the associate pastor as an apostle, a setter of things in order, could have taken it and teach it to us. You are not exhorting man. This is teaching gift. The office of a teacher in the fivefold. The devil doesn't like to be exposed. But when Satan is exposed in your life, you are completely delivered. No more doubt. You are completely set free. No more doubt.
Oh.
Only God and Him alone can take these things by the power of the Holy Spirit and place it rightfully in the hearts of His children. If you are here, if you see have any association with denominational people, and you cannot show your color before them, you go in their midst to pray together, and you hear all kinds of things, and you hear all kinds of revelations, and you cannot show your color, brother, something is on somewhere. This seven thunder revealed by the power of the Holy Spirit, divinely revealed, is what literally turned the hearts of
you.
Yes,
the
children to the faith of the fathers. If you are in a place, whatever is going on in there, if you have the fear of man, then you are not doing yourself good. Satan doesn't like to be exposed. He becomes powerless. When you can know your position in the body of Christ, Satan is powerless. He's completely useless. We have been given altar call. People, you raise up your hands.
You
come to the altar. Let your heart be altered this afternoon. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this service this morning again. Thank you for the time your servant has taken with the backing of the Holy Spirit, granting him utterance, granting inspiration, granting unction from above, using his body as a tool surrendered into the hands of the Holy Ghost to break forth your word of life unto us. Thank you very much for the vision you gave to the prophet to store up this food. It become the spiritual food in due season.
unto the bride, that the time will come that the bride will have need of it. Our Father and our God, be merciful unto us. Be gracious unto us. Wherever we are lazy, wherever we are slothful, in studying, sitting down to listen to the sermon from the tape, apart from it being re-echoed unto us in our assemblies, we pray that you pardon us. We pray that the great Holy Spirit, I plead this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ, that the prophet prayed on that day when he was praying after the preaching of the word. He said, Father, let the great Holy Spirit take this word and place it into the appropriate heart of God's children. Let it be so this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, spiritual things can only be understood by a spiritual man. Our Father and our God, this message has come, this teaching at a time like this. Oh Lord, may you do the work of transformation in the life of as many as have been transformed in the name of Jesus Christ. For it takes the power of the Holy Spirit, oh, to be able to overcome the present condition of things in this our generation. Help the old Father, help the young Father, help men and women, help boys and girls. In the name of Jesus, grant unto us all spirit of understanding and divine revelation of your word in the heart of every individual. Let it be so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even the seekers of the Holy Ghost baptism, we know that something is happening in their lives. We beseech you, Heavenly Father, God of all glory, may you confirm their election today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that backsliders be turned back unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who have been filled, people more infilling for the continuation. Oh Lord, our God, in the service of your mighty God, more consecrated and dedicated life of service. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, oh Lord, our God, if there be anyone here this afternoon who have not yet been born again into that body of Christ, that mystical body, may the power of the Holy Spirit come into their hearts, O Lord, and change their lives completely. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty and ever-living Father, we pray that this word will never pass over our heads, O Lord. Oh, merciful Father, may our heart retain it, Heavenly Father, might bring forth, O Lord, its expected fruit of righteousness to the glory and honor of your name. Grant it, Heavenly Father. One thing sure, Lord, because it is your plan and your program, we know the labor of love of your servant shall never be in vain. Oh, grant it, Heavenly Father. May you strengthen him the more, Lord. Wonderful Father, thus far, your grace has saved us. 5 seeds have been revealed already. Almighty Father, whatever time is taking, this afternoon's work evening, may we take it joyfully, that the power of the Holy Spirit will reveal these things in the heart of every one of us. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May you do something special in our lives, O Lord, to the glory and honor of your name. Thank you, our Father. May the sick and the afflicted, may they be completely healed, O Lord. We pray for complete deliverance, O Lord. We pray that complete liberty, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. The little time we have before us, O Lord, may we not waste it away, O Lord. May we meditate on these things, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, our God, realizing that we are individual in your hand, O Lord, and before your presence, help us, Heavenly Father, to meditate upon these things, Heavenly Father. May we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these other things will be added unto us. Help us to put God first in everything we do, O Lord. Help us never to be compromisers, because there is no compromise on the part of a true Christian. Let it be in our place of work, among the business associates, people we mingle with day by day, Heavenly Father, even students, may you help every one of us, O Lord. Grant it, Almighty Father. We need you at a time like this. Strengthen yourself unto Lord. Perfect all our concerns. Lift up, O Lord, the horn of his ministry. O Lord, our God, prepare him, O Lord, our God, for the service this afternoon again. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be, Heavenly Father. May we come prepared. May we really come prepared and prayed up, O Lord, our God, to receive more from you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for the interpreter. We thank you, interpreters. We thank you for your grace upon them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the officers, the deacons, the trustees, and their post of duty. We give you honor and glory. Thank you for the instrument users. Strengthen them the more, Lord. We pray for more grace, O Lord, in the service of the Almighty God. Once more, be with our pastor as he will be finishing the service this afternoon to go to Benin. Hopefully to come back tomorrow. Help him, O Lord. Be with us, Sam, for the service one more time this evening. And he finish it, O Lord, on Wednesday. Be with them, O Lord. Thank you, our Father. Help your servant here. Prepare him, O Lord, our God, for the next service, O Lord, our God, and his journey that is before him. Thank you, our Master. Honor and glory be thine, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our God is good.
Allah wadara.
May the Lord help us. Like I suggested to our brethren from Bakatari. Last Sunday. It depends on your the level of your spirituality. If you want to listen more to the tape, you can walk into the room there. Close to the sister's toilet.
Go to the affair.
Get
in
touch with your brother. Record it for you. Everything. From the other upper Wednesday, last Sunday, then Wednesday,
and
Friday, and
today's
where? That is how we encourage ourselves here.
See,
at the end of the service in the evening, you see brothers and sisters there. Give them their phone to be recorded so
it
all their records. God help us. Our sitting again is going to be 2:00. Let's keep praying. Not use the remaining 1.5 hours to talk things over after we are eating our food. May God give us understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we sing from 161? 161. Nations are breaking. Israel is awakening. Let's give a attention on this. Sorry, my brother. Sorry, please. The reason I'm saying this,
it will be so lazy.
It will build your spiritual life more and more. When you listen all over. We have each service we hold here is in our phone. So that's why I'm just encouraging the brethren from Bakatari. And you can walk in there. They can record everything for you. I've been to a place where people will record someone from other local assembly. The sister in the kitchen just playing the sermon and things like that. I was so happy. Just listening to the sermon like that. Even in the kitchen. When you see that in your shop, you can listen to it. Whatever you are doing, you can listen to it. God bless you. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile grace number with horrors and gloom. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Oh,
story, a nation a life longly grown. Oh, today she is calling, a latter rain falling. Return, oh, despise to your home. Hallelujah, the day of redemption is near. Men such are failing. Look on your redemption.